Chapter 7. Boston, October 1994. Kevin squinted through the darkness as he moved nervously down the narrow, poorly paved alley. There weren't any streetlights to help him navigate between the murky puddles of unknown liquids seeping up from beneath the cracked asphalt. Nor was there any way to avoid the minefield of broken glass that littered the curb. He was glad he was wearing his thick Timberland boots, though he was beginning to wonder if sneakers might have been more appropriate for this part of town. Judging from the boarded-up storefronts and the decrepit tenement buildings that lined either side of the alley, there was a good chance he'd soon be running for his life. Certainly, he'd never been this deep inside Chinatown before. This wasn't the quaintly ethnic, westernized row of dim-sum restaurants and fortune-cookie takeout dives that characterized the touristy zigzag of streets bordering the financial district on one side, the theater district on the other. This was a part of Chinatown that college kids and guidebooks never heard about. A spiderweb of one-way streets, winding alleys and dead ends, where nobody spoke English and nobody looked you in the eye. It reminded Kevin of the stories his father had told him about Hong Kong. These 5 square miles were a foreign country, and despite Kevin's Asian blood, he was the stranger here. Thankfully, the alleys seemed devoid of life. Kevin kept his head low, checking the numbers on buildings with quick flicks of his eyes. A blue awning caught his gaze, and he stopped. One foot in a viscous puddle, the other balanced on the curb. Beneath the awning was a small grocery store. A row of strangled chickens dangled behind the plate glass storefront, next to a cardboard sign covered in Chinese writing. Beside the window was a wooden door painted the same blue as the awning. A number was scrawled across the center of the door in dark green ink. Kevin checked the number twice, then shrugged. 43 Wister Street. This was the place. He moved up the front steps and pressed a buzzer on the door frame. There was a momentary pause, and then he heard shuffling from somewhere inside. Metal scraped against metal. A latch was undone, and the door swung inward. The grocery was to the right. Directly ahead was a staircase, rising steeply into near darkness. An elderly Chinese man in a white undershirt was standing on the bottom step, beckoning Kevin forward. "You Kevin? You Kevin?" Kevin nodded, glancing into the grocery. The place was deserted, the scent of dead fowl overwhelming. He turned back to the man. "Yes. You follow." The old man turned and started up the steps. Kevin tried to calm his heart, then moved after him. As he rose higher into the building, he began to hear noises drifting down from somewhere above. It sounded like a party. Laughter, clinking glasses, high heels scraping against wood. Kevin's anxiety lessened. How many people get mugged at parties?